This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Heading into the November elections, all eyes are on the increasingly important Latino vote in Texas. The ever-increasing power among that voting group is also playing out as a pandemic continues to disproportionately affect its communities. Experts say that means Latino voters are more distracted than usual, but also have more to lose. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports this dynamic has made it more difficult to predict what kind of impact this voting bloc will have on the election.
As early voting in Texas draws near, Latino voters have a lot on their minds as they consider their options. Victoria DeFrancesco Soto is the Assistant Dean for Civic Engagement for the LBJ School of Public Affairs at UT Austin. She says COVID-19 in particular is a huge weight on most of them.
We are the community that is hardest hit in terms of infection rate, in terms of death toll, in terms of economic hit. Latinas have the highest unemployment rate. So Latinos, a whole bunch going on right now.
DeFrancesco Soto says it's been pulling attention away from the election in the past several months. And usually the summer months, she says, are a time when campaigns, particularly Democrats, needed to introduce their nominee to voters.
But in a pandemic world, the Democrats aren't doing that on-the-ground mobilization.
Republicans, of course, have an incumbent president. Donald Trump has had 4 years to engage these voters. And this is just one reason experts say polling shows Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's support among Latinos is weaker than that of Hillary Clinton in 2016, at least so far. And while a lot has been made of these national polls, Latino experts in Texas say they think the concern is overblown. Emmy Ruiz, a Democratic strategist in Texas, says she never puts that much stock in polling of Latino voters anyway.
Latinos are notoriously underpolled, right, and underrepresented in polls. And so I really would not read that much into it.
This has been a perennial problem that hasn't improved much. Juan Carlos Huerta, a political science professor at Texas A&M University in Corpus Christi, says there's what's called a sampling problem in most national polls of Latinos.
You know, every year we go through the same routine where these samples are done, national samples are done with maybe 800 voters. Or maybe they've been done in one state with maybe 500 or 400 voters. And then we start trying to extrapolate what that means for subgroups.
And Huerta says that's just not helpful. Plus, he says he has a big problem with looking at Latino voters nationwide as one group.
That aggregates so much because we know there are national origin differences. There's state by state differences. And so it can be real tricky to try to do that.
But if you look specifically at Texas and its Latino population, it's not surprising to see some support for Republicans. Former Governor George Bush received a majority of the Latino vote when running for office in the 90s. And current Governor Greg Abbott has also received strong Latino support in his two elections. The LBJ School's Victoria DeFrancesco Soto says Republicans have also been reaching out to conservative Latinos as of late, which could actually move the needle in a place like Texas.
So we see this base of Latino conservatism that has been here for a long time. And so Trump, in spending, you know, quite a bit of time over the last couple of years in Texas, has been cultivating that vote, has been reaching out to them.
And while Biden's campaign and Democrats are starting to spend more money on targeting groups like Latino voters, most of the organizing has been happening for years. Julieta Garibay was an activist for 15 years in Texas and now works in philanthropy supporting community groups. She says late in the game outreach from Democrats just won't be as effective as those existing relationships with voters.
People are connected to their local organizations that have been doing grassroots organizing, that have been organizing with them. I know them by name, right? So a lot of these organizations have kind of like the headway of being able to engage with voters.
And some of these voter mobilization groups in Texas say they do see general enthusiasm among Latinos. Yvonne Gutierrez with Supermajority says many Latinos understand the stakes of this election and plan to vote.
What we've also heard is that people do understand, Latinas in particular, that this is the most important election of their lifetime.
Gutierrez says polls that show Latinos are not as enthusiastic about voting for the Democratic presidential candidate don't show the overall enthusiasm among these voters ahead of the election.
You know, when you're asking people about whether or not there's a specific amount of enthusiasm over do you know that you need to vote, are two different questions. And I think that, you know, when they go to the polls, I think they will vote for Joe Biden.
Recent polling has shown Biden maintains an edge among Latino voters in the state. But there are still a lot of undecideds. The campaign has recently been running ads targeting Latino voters in Texas. It's hard to tell so far whether those ads are making a difference. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.